Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I am your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Good afternoon, everybody. Doing well. Had a tough slate last night. A little bit kind of broke my streak and was because of overthinking. And we learned a good lesson last night, right? Over coach speak and so on. You play Matthews when he's playing and move on.
Yep. Well, at home. At home especially.
Yeah.
He's literally like over a goal per game splits at home over the last two seasons. So I also faded him, fell for the OV trap, despite, you know, being a very vocal OV DFS hater for years now. While the rest of the industry tells you to play OV, I'm screaming, no, 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 no. Play guys like Austin Matthews. And well, guess what? Didn't take my own advice last night and had a really good lineup. If I play AIM 34, I have a really nice day. So
yep. And I felt the same way. I'm like, I had to camp a goalie, which hurt me. But if I just played my normal lineup like I do every night, I would have had Matthews in. I wasn't that crazy because of Ovi, because the rest of the wingers, the big wingers, didn't go nuts. I think Patches might have had a goal, right? I mean Pasta. But that was it. So I wasn't going to cry over spilt milk because we actually still built a decent lineup last night. So
yeah, I've ended up playing Varlamov in that, which worked really well. Islanders are 4-0 against Boston this year now.
And we knew that was going to be a low-scoring game.
Yep. Yeah, 4-0, and Boston scored 5 goals against Boston in those. Or Boston has scored 5 goals in those 4 games against the Islanders. So keep that in mind next time those two face.
So that was a call. It's just, it was a good call. Vazzy has been hot. They're playing Detroit, one of the worst power plays in years, one of the worst penalty kills in years. I figure it's a good spot. But that's one of those slates where you can't get upset about it. Can't believe everything you hear in the media. I fell for the wrist in Matthews. Next, what do you have? Two? I think he had 2 goals, right? So yeah, there's nothing wrong with Matthews' wrist. He's just fine. So.
Yeah, he's all good. All right, let's dig into tonight's little 5-gamer. Another slate where only three of the 10 teams have a total over 3. We've got Edmonton coming in the same rematch with Ottawa at home. I always love Ottawa at home. So they have an implied total of 4. Colorado with McKinnon back, 3.3. Montreal at 3.3. We've got the Kings at 2.9. We've got Vegas and Minnesota, and essentially a pick'em. Minnesota's actually moved to slight favorites at minus 107. They opened up as slight dogs at minus 102, suggesting Vegas still thinks some people are going to be out. Both those teams have a total of 2.8. Vancouver at 2.8, Ottawa and Anaheim at 2.6, and Arizona at 2.3. So first things first. Connor McDavid, plug him in.
Correct. Yep. I mean, like you said, we learned our lesson last night. I mean, yes, McKinnon is playing tonight too, so we do have two of the big stud centers going, but McDavid came back and had a big game the other night after a little bit of a mini slump. So he's gonna be high on though. I mean, assume he's gonna be 50% or above, but you move on. So I guess this decision is, are you gonna go two high-end centers or go pay up at winger? Because we got a few decent centers here. And Rantanen's listed. It'll probably be the only time this season we'll see him on DKs. They're going to probably move him back to wing tomorrow. And you have McKinnon, Rantanen both there. So do you play one of those two or you go down the value today at center with McDavid?
Yeah, they screwed up listing him at wing. I don't really know. Or at center. I don't know really why they jumped the gun, knowing McKinnon would be back at some point. But yeah, Rantanen's listed at center on DraftKings only, I believe. I don't think FanDuel's has done that. But yeah, start with McDavid, and then you're going to have to decide, do you want to play McKinnon? We talked about McKinnon at length this year. He's technically having a down year by his standards. He only has 5 goals. I always love him at home, though. 1.51 points per home game, that only trails Connor McDavid. So if you can get both, absolutely. But there are some strong mid-range plays. We've got, you know, a couple guys for Vancouver here and Bo Horvat and JT Miller. We've got Kopitar. So you've got some options in the 6K range. Kadri's been running hot. He's still on that top power play unit, so still a strong spot. And then, you know, you can consider Kotkaniemi again that we went to the other day, and he delivered. I think he had an assist. I'm not sure what was his final fantasy output.
He did have a point. He did 6. Have a point.
5. So not huge, but at only 3-4, we'll take 6-5. He has points in 3 of 4 and 4 of his last 6. He did play 16 minutes, which is the highest total I've seen on his log. Adam Henrique's been playing much, much better. Yeah. I think he's actually playing for a trade. He's got points in 3 straight, including multi-point games in 2 in a row. Double digits in all 3 of those games. For a guy that got put on waivers, he's playing out of his mind right now. So I think he's trying. I think he's pretty much trying to show the rest of the league, hey, I got some left in the tank, trade for me. So I think Henrique's probably my favorite in the 4K range, and then Kotkaniemi being my favorite punt. How about you?
Yeah, you pretty much just listed my plays. So I'm gonna try to get McKinnon and McDavid together. I'm not sure if I can. If I can't, I'd probably drop down at Kopitar, but a 6-1 Kopitar, you might be able to. McKinnon's still a couple grand more. Kopitar or all the way down to I'm a Henrique guy also here. I think he's shot volume's been a little bit all over the place, but Anaheim has just turned into a nice. There's a bunch of guys in sight, an exciting team, and between them and Raquel, Trevor Zegras, who we'll get to in a second. I like these guys, and I think they're exciting. They're much better than a lot of people think. And you can't get hurt by Henrique with that $4,000 price if you have a winger that you really want. So you want to go, you know, a high-end winger and a high-end center with McDavid. I think Henrique may be the call. I don't mind if I play 4K. I mean, he's over DK now 3 straight games, over a double DK, I mean. So, yeah, second line with Zegras. I got this feeling Zegras he's coming out one of these nights. He's got the explosion, and I've been thinking about it most of the day that we saw what happened the other night when Zegras had that beautiful pass to shoot at to Henrique. So that to me, that was just like signs of things to come here. So I like Henrique and Zegras tonight. First time I always see that. I think I like the kid.
He's going to be good. He's got assists in 2 of his last 3 games. He's on that top power play unit with a lot of guys that are running hot. Henrique's running hot. Raquel's the hottest player in the league right now. Shattenkirk has goals in back-to-back after 0 yep. goals in 20-plus games. Silverberg scored last game. So he's surrounded by a bunch of guys that are playing really, really well. So being on the top power play unit, I like his odds. So let's swing over to wing. Let's start with Anaheim there. Raquel's probably going to be chalk here with the way he's playing.
I know. That sucks. It sucks if it is. But, I mean, he deserves it. He has such a bad start. None of his shots were falling. We knew the positive regression was coming. He's, you know, he's a 10-12% shooter, and you shoot like 2%. And he's been on fire, but he's a streaky player. So this is the time you play him. There's going to be a game. He's going to catch a lull again because he's been so hot, but I'm probably going to roll him again at 4-9. I mean, this is a lot of value here. You can get a
still
lot
cheap enough.
Run Raquel, at 4-9. So he's probably my favorite winger, and I said I may end up taking a chance and going with Trevor Zegras tonight. I mean, back to Zegras, he has so many quality chances. And of course, it's a punt, but you can see the way he's playing that something big is coming. What bothers me with Zegras is the minutes. He only got 9 minutes the other night, and I meant to look that up and see why he only had the 9 minutes, but he's been pretty much playing. He's been all over the place, though. 17, 21, 13, 9. I meant to look it up. I haven't looked up why he only played 9 minutes, but I still think he's a good punt play. You get Raquel and Zegras together, there's a lot of plays here. Tyler Toffoli, I said the other night, I don't like the price of 7K, but he's still been playing well. Yeah,
he's 4 shots in 17 minutes. Yep.
And he plays well against Vancouver. Vancouver is a terrible defense, and we know the history there. So I could see myself going back to Toffoli tonight. I'm not sure if I Do we need to go up to a high end winger? I mean, we got Pacioretty tonight, and Leon.
Yeah, so Leon got off the goal tonight. He'd gone 8 games straight without a goal. So the fact that he broke out makes me feel a little bit better at him, better about that price at 8-1. We project him to be the highest owned winger by a decent chunk. If you're not playing Leon, I said it the other day, I played all three. You have to play Yamamoto here. I think you go right back to Yamamoto here at 4-8. He's got goals in 2 straight. So since he moved up to that line, he's seeing 17 plus minutes. Leon played 24 minutes. So these guys, this top line, they're leaning on them hard.
And it just shows in Vegas the implied totals, but they're the line that scores. So
yeah, so if with an implied total of 4, you need at least 2, if not 3 guys in cash. So I think you got to play McDavid with at least one of Leon and Yamamoto. So just keep that in mind. If you don't play Leon, I think you have to play Yamamoto at 4-8.
No, I agree. And maybe not even to go back to like a Tyson Barry at defense tonight too, who actually playing a little bit better. So yeah, I totally agree. And I may end up with the Leon because of I only play the Herant near the Landeskog if I'm playing McKinnon. That's just a personal thing. So I think there's enough value we can get Leon and McDavid tonight and still feel pretty comfortable. I'm a Brady Tkachuk fan. He's at 6'9". He's a total shot machine. I could play him every night. And I mean, it's not the greatest spot, but also Edmonton's not the greatest defense either. So, but if I'm going to pay that up, I'll probably end up going all the way up to Leon and then go really cheap down with guys like with Ricky Rax or Zegras, something like that.
Yeah. Tkachuk's shot volume has been insane. He's a lock for double digits right now. So you can play him with a fair amount of confidence.
What's the story on and Stone? Stone is still day to day.
He's game time decision. I still think that Vegas is hinting to us that he'll be out with that low total.
So I'm thinking too. So Riley Smith, I mean, he's had five shots in his last 2. He's still too cheap. Tux at 5'9". Do you want a piece of this Vegas team? I don't know. I like Minnesota. So we're Minnesota guys now. Do we want a piece of Minnesota?
That's probably going to be a lower scoring game like we saw last game. Was 2-0.
What was a 5.5 or 5?
Yeah, they're both at 2. They're both at 2.8.
Okay, 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5. So, I'm probably staying away from that game.
Yeah, because I like both goalies actually too. And
yeah, yeah,
I can play either one of those guys. So yeah, I agree.
I do like, Zegras at 3-1's a nice punt. James Neal's back up to power play 1, but I'm not touching it because I don't trust them. As soon as you see James Neal, it's probably going to be Chase on because they can't make up their minds with who's playing where on the power play. The Shushkin is back down to the third line, but it's still power play 2, and he is running red hot. Does kill penalties. He's got points in 3 straight, so he's another potential punt. Just kind of ride that hot streak he's on right now. Dadanoff at 3-3. Silverberg at 3-7. I prefer those over guys like Tanner Pearson and Vertanen, who haven't done a ton. Kind of a weak slate for punts, though. You think of Anthony Seau at 3-2. I think he's coming off of
the goal. You just took the words out of my mouth.
He's got Andreas 3-4. Yeah. Yeah.
He's playing on second line, number 2 power play, 5 goals, 5 assists, and 10 games this year. He's averaging 7 DK points a game. Nothing wrong with that.
Joel Martin is 3-4. I like that. Actually, yep. Anthony Seau has points in 5 of his last 7. So yeah, I don't mind that play at all. Velarde is pretty good too. So I actually like that line with Jeff Carter. LA's got some talent. They're a little better than people realize.
Yep, and I can. That's a nice Tricep 3-2. I could definitely run that second line power play two. Yeah, with Athanasiou. Definitely. Hoglander, he's 3-6. I guess he could be in play. I mean, you want a piece. But then here's the thing. You got Jeff Carter sitting there at 4-2. So do you, I mean, do you play? Well, that's still another $1,000 after the sale. Because I do have a feeling for LA tonight, too. I think we want a piece of LA somewhere in our lineup. They're another exciting team I like. And they're, do you realize LA right now is the fourth highest implied total tonight?
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So over Anaheim, and which that game could go either way anyways.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think the last game was like 6-5 between those two. So, I like both sides of that game.
So McDavid's going to be very popular tonight. The more I'm looking at all this also. Very popular.
McDavid will be chalk city. So, all right, let's move over to defense. We do have some big boys on the board. Both your Edmonton guys play massive minutes. Shea Theodore, assuming Petrangelo's out, is going to be looking at a big, big role. Gerard's still on that top power play unit, which is only looking better with McKinnon back. He's still only 5-1, which is a strong, strong price. Shabbat's a guy that nobody ever plays that I like. Kevin Shattenkirk, man. I hate to say it. 3-4, that might be the chalk play.
Yeah, he's probably almost a free square tonight. Just roll Shattenkirk, 3-4. If he doesn't get much, at least you're not losing much. I like him. I may end up, if I had the money, I would end up going back possibly Tyson Barrie also. I mean, he had a good game Monday night. He had 6 shots and an assist.
He had 8 shots the game before that. So, and again, these last two games are when they essentially started going with that super lineup.
And he hasn't scored in a month. So there you go.
But he's up to, in those two games with the top line of Leon and Yamamoto and McDavid, Tyson's seeing bigger minutes as well. And he has 14 shots between the two games. So it looks like they're just essentially saying, hey, go win this game for us with that top trio and the two big boy defenders in Nurse and Barrie.
Yep. If I had the money, I'm definitely going to run Barrie. I don't like the Cam Fowler still more than Shattenkirk. Shattenkirk is playing much better right now. Eric Brännström is still at 2-8. He's still on a power play 2, I believe, right? If you need a punt, I don't mind that. It's probably the lowest I'll go. And Zach Whitecloud, I like Zach Whitecloud at 2-6. I mean, you're not going to get much, but he's also only 2-6. He's another punt you could throw out there. Alec Martinez, you know, always a cash play with the block shots. But I think Shattenkirk, and then pick like a mid-level guy. Pick a
Nicholas Hague actually took the power play spot, power play two spot last game, and he quietly scored 10.5, 9.9 before that. Actually, 4 of his last 5, 6 of his last 7 have been double digits or damn close. So Nicholas
Hague's only 3K.
Nicholas Hague, I really like at 3K.
There you go.
That might be the punt if you want to double punt the position with Shattenkirk.
Yep. Hague and Shattenkirk. That's where I'll be going. Because, man, that's a lot of money to pay for Tyson Barrie, 6-3. I like to play tonight. But if Hague's on that second power play, it looks like he will, with Cody and Stevenson and Martinez. So, there's your two. And then you can a little bit more money you have to spend up for Edmonton. So, like we said, you want 2 Edmonton, possibly 3. And take it from there. There's plenty of value with the Kings, plenty of value with Anaheim tonight.
Yep. Over on FanDuel, Tyson Barrie is a lock at only 5-2. For reference,
there that's
1,000 less than Jeff Petrie. Just kind of looking at some FanDuel pricing really quick. Leon's fairly affordable over there, so we project him to be pretty chalky over there. On FanDuel, I've been playing a little bit more FanDuel lately. I've been playing both sites. You can typically get 3 studs in with ease over on FanDuel, so expect that to be the case.
You can make any lineup you like, pretty much, right?
Yeah. It's been pretty soft all year. So let's move over to goalie. You already mentioned it, and I 100% agree. I like both sides of this Minnesota game. Kakinen's been playing out of his mind. I think he's won 7 straight now. He just shut these guys out. This is the early game, so we should have the news on Stone and Pietrangelo. If those guys are out, I like going right back to Kakinen here, who is confirmed starting. Fleury has a 1.56 goals against average. He's in play every single slate. Kakinen's at 2.13, so he's been playing really well also.
Yeah, Kakinen hasn't lost a game since second week of February.
Yeah, he's been incredible. So do have Mike Smith and Grubauer. I think I preferred one of the other two over paying that much for Mike Smith or Grubauer.
Yeah, I can't pay 8.3 for Mike Smith.
And then assuming Thatcher starts, you could go right back to Thatcher as well, who is confirmed. Thatcher Demko is...
Oh, he is confirmed. That was one of them. They're playing tomorrow, too. So I was figuring he may be playing tomorrow's game.
Yeah, so he's been standing on his head lately, too. So
interesting.
He has four straight over 20. So I think it's Demko or it's either side of this Minnesota game. And I lean Kakinen again. If Stone and Pietrangelo are out, because Kakinen has seven straight double digits, he's been fantastic. So either side of that, I think you take the 7-4, 7-3 guy here. Cash is pretty straightforward here. You're loading up, you know, a couple pieces of Edmonton, probably grabbing a piece of Colorado, and then GPP. I think you can have a little fun and go with some of these lower total stacks.
Yep, I pretty much came close to building my cash lineup on this show here. So, I think we're set. Be a good slate, five games.
Yep. So, with all that being said, we'll catch you next time and good luck.
All right, good luck, guys.